Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. This is a show that I have been looking forward to for literally months. I am so excited about our guest today. First, we have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in this week live from the Ozarks. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello, and I'll tell you, I have been just really excited about our call today as well. What a great show and a fantastic guest. This is just great.
Our guest is someone that I heard a couple months ago for the first time on the World IM Summit, the World Info Mastery Summit with Brian Douglas at the end of April. And his presentation was just incredible. Certainly a topic that I really want my listeners and my students to hear. Our guest has a lot of really great ideas for how to work less and make more in your business. And that's mainly what we're going to be talking about today. So, Rhonda, I'll let you do the honors.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So we are just really excited to have Mark with us. Mark Neswani is an author. He's a business development coach. He's created the world's largest CLR products library, and we'll talk about what that means and why it's so awesome later in a short little bit here. And he's also an event promoter. He is a very successful... What kind of noise there? he's a successful property investor, and he has done worked with entrepreneurs all over the world, and he is a real believer in personal development and in building relationships, which is one of the main reasons. It's not just that he's in business, but of course he wants to build through relationships, and he's brilliant at that. And but in the last couple of years, he has become recognized as a leading specialist in internet marketing, and he's created his own products. He's spoken at events all over the world, both live events and virtual events. He is now well known for creating the world's largest products library, and it is has over a million products, not only ebooks and articles, but software and memberships and other kinds of things that people can access. So we're really excited to have Mark Neswani with us today, and it will be fun to hear your story, Mark, and, of course, to talk about how we can work smarter, not harder, get more done with less effort, and, of course, bring that personal development aspect into everything. So a big welcome to you, Mark.
Thank you very much. Wow, you girls are just so, so sweet, but you've put me into a little bit of a sticky situation here. You know, you've just... put the expectations now so high that I hope I'm able to live up to these wonderful, wonderful things that you've said about me, and I don't disappoint your listeners, you know, otherwise I'm going to get rotten eggs and tomatoes thrown at me.
Well, you certainly didn't disappoint a single listener the last time I heard you present, so I am sure we're going to be fine.
Oh, dear, no, thank you very much. Let's see how we can all have some fun this evening. Oh, well, I
that
say evening
sounds like
it's
a good
5 o'clock
evening for you, morning
for
me.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Indeed. And afternoon kind of for the East Coasters.
So one question that I don't think I actually know the answer to is, how in the heck did you get started in building this library of stuff?
Do you want to know the honest truth?
Sure.
Sure, yeah. We like honest.
Totally by accident.
Love it. How?
Yep, totally by accident.
That's the best way, I think.
Yep.
Well, let me explain to you what happened. My background is real estate. And I've been into real estate for many years, and I have properties all over the world. I have loads in the USA, in Dubai, in India, loads here in the UK, in the heart of London. And, you know, business was really good. Property was booming. I was making a ton of money. And then we have, obviously, as you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've had this disastrous global economic climate. Now, for those that have heard me speak live or seen my presentation will know that, you know, I used to be the CEO of a public listed company that went up to, you know, £131 million. That's about $200 million in valuation. And I ended up losing that. So when the global economic climate collapsed in the way it did, I wasn't sort of too keen being faced with the prospect of sort of revisiting that kind of situation again. So I had to find something that would produce a decent amount of income, but not just a decent amount of income, but fairly quickly, pretty quickly. Now, you know, I also had a couple of restaurants, franchises, things like that. So I looked at those, you know, many, many years ago when I left college. I used to trade cars quite a lot, and I always had a passion for cars. So I revisited that. I looked at a couple of things that I'd done in the past, and none of those really seemed attractive enough to produce that kind of money quickly enough. Now, then I went to an internet marketing event where there were 15 speakers over 3 days, and, you know, I spent $5,000 on one of the speakers, and I went on a three-day internet marketing training course. I came out of that three-day training course probably more confused than when I went in, and I had a notebook full of notes over the 3 days, lots and lots of question marks, lots of underlinings which I didn't understand, lots of jargon, you know, Google, Facebook, social media, you know, SEO, and all this kind of stuff that you need to do. And then I had the biggest highlight I had was under some words that I heard over that weekend, and those words that I heard were abbreviated as PLR. And the other words were resale rights. And they seemed quite attractive to me over the 3 days, because the main reason was that we were told that for somebody who wants to go online quickly and wants to save a lot of time and money, which are the two most valuable assets of any business, then that's the route to take. And that sounded attractive to me because I didn't have a product. And also we were told that it'll you know, these products also help sell your existing product or service. So I went home, I think it was 8:30 on the Sunday evening after the three-day course finished, and I logged onto Google and I punched in PLR and resale rights, and I ended up spending $600 in 90 minutes, and I had about 1,000 products on my desktop, and the first thing that came into my mind then was value. You know, I'm staring at 1,000 products, and I'm looking through some of them. Very, very interesting. I'm learning about social media while I'm browsing through these products. I'm thinking, you know what, this is just unbelievable value. And now I have the rights to resell these products, which to me seemed, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. My background is, you know, it's not selling or marketing, but it's more of a business background. So from an entrepreneurial point of view, I found this very attractive. I thought, hang on, there's a lot of value here. And I can resell these products and keep all the money. So those products that had cost me, you know, X hundreds of dollars, I packaged them up and sold them for 50. And it got to a stage where I was making money. I was buying more, making money, buying more, making money, buying more, adding and adding and adding. Then I got to 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. And before you knew it, I'd created the world's largest e-products library, and there were products that were very, very useful and very attractive and great value.
Wow, that's, what a great way to build a business.
Yeah, sorry, it was rather a long-winded answer, but that just kind of gives you the flavor.
Well, I think some of the most successful businesses are those that didn't get started on purpose, but got started much the way you did, quite by accident.
Right. but it worked out very well. And now, the library is recognized by leaders, beginners to internet marketing, product creators, guys with product, without product, pretty much anybody across over 1,000 niches.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about the collection is they're really, you can't possibly say, it's not just that it's the number of products, but the variety, that really wherever you are and whatever thing you want to introduce people to, there is probably at least one or several or many products that will be just the right thing.
Yeah, we're hitting now close to 1.5 million now.
Wow.
Wow. Oh.
What I really loved when I last heard you present was that your philosophy about how to use all of those products is very similar to mine. You don't suggest that other people go out there, buy these PLR products, and then go out and resell PLR rights. You look at these products in the same way that I do. What you really want to do is get the PLR rights, tweak the PLR products, make them into your own product, then go out and use them to build you and your credibility as an expert in some field without having to have the knowledge to do that originally.
Absolutely, 100%, yes. And,
right.
And there are, if you do think outside the box and you put your mind to it, there are so many different ways that you can use these products and so many different ways that I use this product from what I've been taught and what I've learned from online. I've just created my own ways of using PLR and resale rights. And I actually had a student, one of my members. He did the same thing. He thought outside the box, and he taught me how to use PLR and resale rights. And I now use it in my presentations. And he uses them he uses them for webinars, but in a very different way. For example, he'll take a product, he'll create a PowerPoint on that product, and I'll give you an example. He did that with a product called Six Pack Abs. And then he invited members from gymnasiums and anyone that was interested in Keep Fit onto the webinar, and he sold, off the back of it, Keep Fit products like the P90X. And on his first webinar, from knowing nothing about KeepFit, he made $1,200.
Wow.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So he can just use that, like Amazon products or affiliate products on the back end, and he made the webinar. I think that is just great. And that's one of the most brilliant things I loved in your presentation that I heard.
No, just different ideas, just different ways to make money, and they're simple that anyone can follow.
Well, and using PLR products, let's say you've got some area that you're really interested in, you're really passionate about. You know the lingo a little bit, but you really don't have the knowledge to call yourself an expert. So going out there and using a combination of PLR products and other people's products that you're selling really gives you a way to take that passion and that interest and really turn it into a business instead of just having to sit there and making it into a hobby.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And a lot of newcomers, do that all the time. In fact, a lot of specialist marketers also, they'll expand, they'll create another niche or niche, as it's said in American. Absolutely, 100%.
And PLR products can give you content for a membership site, whether that's putting the ebooks or video courses into the membership site on a regular basis, whether that's pulling the content out and turning it into, say, blog posts in the members area, easy-to-use PLR products to get content for membership sites. What else can you do with them?
I'd like to leave membership sites till last. So
let's
come back to that at the very end, because you've just you've just sort of hit a point which is ultimately the best way to make money using PLI and Resale, right? So
I couldn't agree more.
Yep.
We can talk a little bit more about that right at the end. We'll leave the best till last.
Okay, great.
My first two membership sites were all done using PLR.
Sorry, say that again?
My first two membership sites were created using PLR. So I couldn't agree with that one more.
There you go. I was speaking to Mike Philsame a few months ago. We had a long chat. We spent like about an hour and a half on the phone. And he started with PLI and Resale Rights. And he said to me, Mark, you know, if you want to use my name as a reference when you speak about PLI and Resale Rights, he goes, you're very welcome. And now I have a slide which says that the best strategy, that strategy that's created more internet millionaires than any other is PLI and Resale Rights. And I put on the slide, and there's a picture of Mike Philsame, and I put there, you know, ask Mike Philsame, that's how he started. And, you know, that's actually a fact. Even today.
I remember his first resale right site. Did you ever see it?
There you go. He actually gave me the URL to it, and I'm supposed to put that on my slide. But, you know, this industry moves so quickly. It was only a few years ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, but it looks so prehistoric.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? One of the ugliest sites you'll ever see.
Log on to it and have a look at it. And I said, you know, Mike, I said, although it's prehistoric and it looks, you know, pretty lame and ugly, but for those days, it was absolutely incredible. And, you know, honest with you, even today, compared to some things that I've seen, it's not bad, you know. I mean, he was light years ahead even then, you know.
It came out in late 2004, early 2005.
Absolutely spot on. You're 100%. Yep, you're quite right. It's been about 7 years. That's right.
Yep. Way before Butterfly Marketing ever got Mike his name.
Yes, yes. Long
in fact, I think he was actually still working as a manager of a used car store when he first put that site up.
Really?
I mean, it's a long time ago. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
no,
let's leave that for later, but what are some of the other ways to use PLR?
Well, I mean, we said we'll save the best till last, but I mean, we can chat about that now. I mean, the best way, I mean, there's many ways. Look, I'll give you a couple of examples. One of the first things that I did, and again, this is an idea that you know, I kind of just figured out myself because of the value aspect of this, was that there was an internet exhibition going on in Earl's Court, not far from where I live. It's about 35 minutes from where I live. And, you know, social media obviously has been a big topic for many years now. And, you know, a couple of years ago, it was really becoming like the flavor of the month. So I chose social media as a topic. I went to this exhibition conference event. And I asked them how much it would cost for a small booth, like a small normal office-sized desk, to exhibit with a couple of pull-up banners, have a couple of staff, and just to give out some leaflets and sell some product. It was £250, which is about $400. Printed some leaflets, and what I did was I put 50 social media products onto a disc, onto a DVD. I had 100. Copies done. They cost me literally a few cents. I think in cents they were less than 50 cents, about 30 pence. I sold out of those 100, and I was selling them for £49.95. That's about $75. And I sold out of those 100 before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that made me $7,500 in one morning. And if I had more, I reckon if I had another 100, 150. I didn't expect to have, you know, to have sold so many. I would have sold all of those. So, you know, creating value bundles is just a brilliant way to make money. You don't have to do it as a physical product. You can do value bundles online. Since then, I've actually offered that product online as well, and I've sold quite a few online as well. So that's one way. You can create mini sites. Pretty much all the products come with their own mini site. So you can just sell the product on its own. Use them as bonuses. Always a great way to sell your existing product. I also use them for upselling and downselling. I use them for email capture, for squeeze pages. Also, a topic that you'll like is creating a relationship with a list. That's one of the greatest uses of PLR and resale rights. And what I do, if any of you are on my list, you'll know, and if you're not, then log on and you'll see that when you join my list, look, I'll give you an example about relationship building with lists. Now, I could give you my list. Let's say I've got a list of 50,000, and I give you my list, and I say, okay, Rhonda Jr., go ahead and email this list and offer a product for sale. The response that you'll get from that will be pretty poor, pretty disastrous. You'll probably get dozens of emails saying, who the hell are you? How did I get on your list? Get me off.
Yeah.
The overall response will be low because they don't know who you are. They don't know who's emailing them. There's no relationship there. Whereas if I sent the same email to that list, I'll get a much better response. And the reason is because, number one, look, not only have they opted in to my list, but created a relationship with their list by giving them a lot of free content, which is very important, a lot of free products. So every time that they get one of my emails, they'll say, Mark Nafwani. They know that it's not going to be sell, affiliate link, buy.
Right.
And stuff like that. They're going to find something interesting. They're going to find something valuable. There'll be a product in there. I've given away products that are worth, 90, 100 bucks. Good product. So I think it's very important not just to build a list, but to build a relationship with that list. So it's not all about the quantity of a list, but it's the relationship with the list. And you can use PLR and resale rights to really, really build good relationships with lists.
When I first decided to retire from JV brokering and get into the coaching, mentoring, education, and training business, I knew that it meant I needed a list of some sort quickly. So the first thing I did was I partnered with someone that had a really big list in the audience I wanted to go after. And we put together a giveaway site called 117selfimprovementgifts.com. We did this back in 2007. In 30 days, we built a list of 52,000 people. Really nice.
Wow.
Really great list. But I knew that if I didn't do something more to build the relationship with that list pretty darn quickly, that the other people that helped us build that list were going to get in there and build the relationship, and I was very soon going to have a non-responsive list. So one of the things that I did,
the importance.
Yeah, they really don't. So one of the things that they did was during that 30 days of giveaway, I took PLR products and put my name on them, made it look like it was my product. And while they were getting all these great gifts, opting in to get them, I was sending them the gifts that had my name on them at the same time. So that it really did help to build the relationship. The month after I built the list, I then did something I will never again do. I did 72 teleconferences in 30 days. Just build the relationship. I cannot tell you how huge that became for me. I still have a large chunk of those 52,000 subscribers on my list today, 5 years later. It was July of 2007 when I did it.
There you go.
That's still the most responsive section of my list.
Indeed. Yeah, it's very, very important. And, those listening, if you've kind of, not paid too much attention to building that relationship with that list, take note of it. It is very important. You'll get a much better response from creating just a good relationship with that is, for sure.
And even doing the 72 webinars in 30 days, several of the topics that I used to do those webinars, that's exactly what I did. I went in and I got PLR products, I took them apart, turned them into PowerPoints, and went out and did the teleconference on the topic in the PLR product.
There you go.
There's no way I would have come up with 72 topics.
Absolutely awesome. This is what one of my members actually showed me, you know, in the early days when I started. He said, Mark, you know, are you using PLI and Reso Rights to do webinars? And I said, yeah, sure I am. His name was Sean. I said, yeah, Sean, so, of course I am. I use them all the time. He said, no, Mark, listen, this is what I'm saying. And, you know, the penny didn't drop for a minute. And then he explained to me, he said, Mark, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm taking a product. I'm creating a PowerPoint around that product, picking the most important bits, the relevant bits, putting an hour, hour and a half presentation webinar on that topic to make it easier to understand. And, you know, that's exactly what you did. And, you know, I think more people should be doing that out there.
I couldn't agree more.
Way, yeah, such an easy way to make money on a webinar. And then, you know what he did? He's such a clever guy. He thought outside the box. He was a newbie. Because he didn't have a list to target, he called so many gymnasiums and anybody. He made a list of any business that's to do with health, sort of bodybuilding and fitness and health
and
fitness
and, stuff, yeah.
and that kind of stuff. And you know, he had some people agree to mail up for him, and he got them to sign up. So it was just brilliant.
And even if all he had done was put flyers up in the gym, he would have gotten a decent turnout just from flyers being put up in the gyms. He doesn't even need to get them to mail.
Yeah, right. You know, and then it makes you really wonder when I get so many members that email me to say, Mark, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to begin. You know, you just need to focus for a minute. Nowadays, you know, I mean, Google is your best friend. If you want any ideas for anything, just punch it into Google. Just write down, you know, ideas on how to use PLI and Reso Rights, and you'll get a list of ideas on how to use these things. So, you know, any of you listening who are kind of stuck or don't know what to do or where to begin, you know, don't ever say, look, I'm lost. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to start. Just start with a clean sheet of paper and just write down basic things, like ask yourself the question, how do I begin? What do I do? Where can I be? And you'll 99% of the time you'll find the answer on Google. And just think outside the box.
Have you ever heard my story?
No, go
Mark,
ahead.
Have you ever heard back in the 96, 97 area, I was an attorney back in the 90s and got into a very severe car accident in 1996 that left me in a hospital bed and wheelchair for 10 years. During
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, during that time, I needed $40,000 a month in medication to keep me alive. So I started my business trying to find a way to get $40,000 a month to pay for my medication. So back in the late 90s, early 2000s, one of the things that I did that really worked so well is in part related to what we just talked about with using PLR for webinars. So I was taking PLR products apart, turning them into my own products, and going out there selling the ebooks from that. Now, if I just sold the ebook at say $10 to $20 per ebook, I'd need a whole lot of sales to make the $40,000 that I needed for my medication that month. So I was looking for ways to improve how much money I made selling these little PLR ebooks as my own. So let me just take an example of one of them. One of them that I used to sell was an ebook about crocheting. Well, I knew I could sell it for $15-$20, but I needed more than that in order to make enough money to pay for my meds. So I went to a number of craft stores, and I knew that if I got lists of people that were buying an ebook about crocheting, that these were people that were going to buy yarn and crochet hooks and patterns, etc., somewhere, whether that was online or offline, but they were going to buy it somewhere. So I was able to go to companies like Joann's and Hobby Lobby that were national and international chains and get them to pay me for two different things. Number one, when you first got into the book, the first page of the ebook had an opt-in page. People would go and opt in to get coupons, discounts, etc. from Joann's or Hobby Lobby. Sometimes I did Joann's, sometimes I did Hobby Lobby. The company would then pay me anywhere from $1 to $3 for each person that registered on that opt-in page. So now,
wow,
instead of making $15 selling an ebook, I made $15 plus $1 to $3 for that person, having built the list for the business. I then, on page two, had a coupon. Again, sometimes Joann's, sometimes Hobby Lobby. The coupon was for 25 to 30% off of a purchase of yarn, crochet hooks, patterns, etc. Each person that turned a coupon in on the back side had to put in their name, phone number, and email address. They paid me another $1 to $3 every time a coupon got turned in. Well, just from those two little extras in the ebook, which was just a PLR ebook, not something I wrote myself, instead of making $15 for each sale, I now made closer to $20 for each sale and made it a whole lot easier to make my $40,000 a month happen. You can do that in just about any niche. You're in the golf niche. Well, go to Titleist and see if you can get Titleist to pay you for people building their list. Maybe Titleist could give you a coupon for people to get a buy one, get one free of Titleist golf balls. I mean, there's lots of different companies out there that you could easily go to offline that could help you to build the list online and make more money just using PLR products to do it.
Wow, that's serious thinking out of the box, huh?
Yeah.
And,
take the same PLR product
apart, create a webinar from it. At the end of the webinar, sell the ebook or whatever PLR product you took apart to make the presentation from in the first place, plus have the opt-in, plus have the coupon. You've got something that's going to sell like gangbusters and make you a ton of extra money without really having to do much extra work at all. It's pretty darn easy to get offline businesses to pay you for building their list and pay you for people turning in coupons.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, that reminds me of one of my clients. What he did was, that was quite clever. He sold double glazing. He didn't sell double glazing. He sold leads for people that were interested in double glazing. Now, what he did was he went to, I don't know how many, but, I'd say roughly about 20 double glazers and said, look, how much would you pay for a lead? And they paid him £25, which is about $30, $35
per
lead for somebody who's really, really seriously interested in double glazing. Now, what he did was he promoted a site, and on that site he put guaranteed the cheapest double glazing in the UK. Guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed. All you do is you put your name and email address, and we'll tell you who that is. Now, when somebody put that name and email address in, he then sold that same lead to all 20 of the double glazing companies. So he got 20 times 35 bucks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so the person that gave the name and email address, he got the cheapest in the UK because 20 people quoted him for his windows, his double glazing, and the people would pick the cheapest one. So they were very happy that, hang on, I went to this site, it said guaranteed the cheapest, and they actually found me the cheapest. I got 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, whatever, how many people respond to that quotes, and this guy's coining 35 bucks from each one that, you made a ton of money.
That's 700 bucks per lead. Now, toss in a free ebook on how to choose the best double glazing windows so that they want to opt in even more.
Yeah, it just said we guarantee to get you the price of the cheapest price for you. In fact, I wish I had I still have the URL somewhere. I haven't got time to do it now online, but I'll email it to you. You can send it to your list. His site is still up. I haven't spoken to him for a while, I must say. So there.
You could do that in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. In fact, he does. I think at that time he had a couple. I think he did it. I can't remember now if it was plumbers. I think it was find the cheapest plumber in your area. He was doing that. This was a while ago. Actually, this is way before I was involved in internet marketing. He used to do really, really very well.
Plumbers, tires, oil changes, carpet, painters. Oh my goodness,
yeah.
The number of niches you could do that in.
Yeah, guaranteed we find you the cheapest in this industry. And people, he's building a list and he's selling the leads.
I love what you said, Gina, about throwing in, an ebook on how to find a great whatever it is, plumber, whatever. And, just whatever PLR thing would help them make the great decision. Or whether it's an audio or an ebook or some articles or something that would just serve them even more, as well as getting the lowest guaranteed or whatever the deal is. I think that's just great, too.
Certainly goes a long way towards building the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So how else has relationship building helped you in building your business, Mark?
Sorry, say that again.
How else has relationships helped you in building your business?
Oh, I mean, immensely. That's what it's all about. Relationships. Another way I build relationship with my list is for the local people. Obviously, the ones abroad can't come to a local event, but I invite them to a local event. And when they attend a local event, they get lots and lots of free goodies. I'll give you an example. I do parties, for example, say Christmas party. And for a Christmas party, we charge between, $25 and $35, which is at whatever the venue charges at cost. But then what I do is I will approach 40 or 50 internet marketers and say, look, we're having a Christmas party. Would you like to just give away a free product to all the people that come to my party? And last time we had about 65 people that attended my Christmas party, and they paid £25, which was about $35. And they walked away with literally thousands of dollars of worth of products from speakers that they otherwise, probably wouldn't even get an opportunity to see and hear speak if they're not from the UK, they're from abroad, not all speakers from overseas even come here. But now they've actually got one of their products for free. And, the speaker then puts their contact details on there, and, the speaker benefits from it too, because if these guys like the product, then they'll go back for more. So it works in every way. And again, that kind of stuff has helped build relationships as well. Now, how does it help? It helps with the main thing it does is it creates this trust. And when you've got a trust with your list, then you'll find that when you do send an offer to purchase something or to attend an event or something like that, you find the response is much, 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 much greater. It's very important. Relationships in every way is very, very important.
And how about affiliates and JV partners? Do you have affiliates that promote your stuff for you?
I do. JV partners, one of the slides on my presentation is the best way to build a list. And it's how I started making a lot of money in my early days. Because, not just for experienced marketers. I mean, experienced marketers do JVs all day long. Doing JVs is just like it's just the way to go. But especially for newcomers who don't have a list, it's really perfect. I mean, give an example. Look at ClickBank. Now, ClickBank is an affiliate JV kind of a center. And a lot of people, they go, you know, newbies and experienced marketers, they go to ClickBank, they'll pull a product out, they'll sell it. And if you ask anyone that does affiliate marketing, they'll say, oh, yeah, Craig, yeah, I make a lot of money from ClickBank. You know, I'm doing like $5,000 a month just from ClickBank. Well, here's how you can make affiliate marketing better. You go to ClickBank and you pull a product out. Now, more often than not, that product doesn't belong to the affiliate the product, so-called product vendor, as it were. There's more than likely a lot of the products on these sites are PLN reset rights, you know, relabeled into their name. So now you could actually take PLI and resale rights products and put them on sites like ClickBank yourself. And you can have other people JV an affiliate for you and sell for you, and you can collect 50% or whatever percentage you decide to split from lots and lots of people, and you can drive traffic to it yourself as you would a ClickBank product anyway. But the difference is you'll keep 100% of the money, you'll keep 100% of the upsell, but most importantly is you'll actually keep the list, because when you take products from ClickBank or such sites, you're losing the client. You're not building a list because you don't know who you've sold it to.
Even if the money were the same, that one little piece makes it so much better for you to really use your own products. Using PLR, you can get them quickly and effortlessly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look on ClickBank, and you know, quite a large percentage of that stuff is PLR and resale rights products. People just relabel it and put it up.
Anytime you can get somebody else to sell your stuff as an affiliate, you're getting somebody else to do the heavy lifting for you. If you can get other people to sell a PLR product that you've rebranded as your own, build the list from that, and then sell that same customer something else later on, it really does start adding up much faster than you could ever have done driving the traffic yourself.
Yeah, you know, some of the easiest and best ways that I've built a list is by doing JVs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think one of the things that holds many of my students back and keeps them from using PLR products in the way that we're describing is they don't know what they should do. Okay, I've got a PLR product. If I take their name off and put my name on, is that all I'm supposed to do, or am I supposed to do something else? What should they be doing with all this PLR stuff?
Yeah, you know, that's what I said to you earlier. It's quite a common, it's a FAQ. It's a frequently asked question. What do I do and how do I do it? And you know, there are many things, and we've discussed quite a few over the last sort of 45 minutes online. But if I can direct your listeners to my presentation.
That would be awesome.
It's not the most recent one. But nevertheless, it does go through you know, quite a few ideas. And that presentation is on my website, marknathwani.com. And on the left-hand menu, they'll see, you know, live presentation. And it's a short, you know, 60-minute live on-stage presentation. And that goes through quite a lot of ways in which you can use PLI and resale rights. It goes through probably about 15, 20 ways that you can use it, and ways that I've used it myself. So that would help your listeners quite a lot. Obviously, we haven't got time to go through all of them now. We've been through quite a few. You know, let me know when you're down to your last sort of 10 or 15 minutes on the call, and we can just talk about membership sites, because I wanted to leave that till last.
Let me tell them all the URL one more time, and I'll spell it for them. MarkNathwani.com, MarkNathwani.com, just the way it sounds.
Yep, MarkNathwani.com. In fact, it's on your
show
video
notes.
Show sign. Yeah. You put it on your Facebook wall as well.
Yep, awesome. So Are there any limitations to what you can do with PLR products?
There is absolutely no limitations. I mean, you know, what you can do with any product, you can do with PLR resale rights. I've never let PLR and resale rights limit me. There's nothing that I've gone on to do and thought, oh, crikey, you know what, this is a PLR, I can't do it. Well, there is one limitation. There is one time when I've scratched my head and said, okay, I cannot use PLR or resale rights product for this. And this is the Warrior Forum, WSO. If you put a price on the Warrior Forum, they're very strict. They say you cannot use PLR. But what I have done is I have actually completely rehashed PLR and changed it and actually made it a new product, a whole new content, and put that on WSO. So again, although it's a slight limitation, a slight restriction, the flexibility of the product is such that you can overcome any kind of restriction.
And the other question I get asked often is, what's the difference between a PLR product and a resale rights product, and why does it matter?
Okay, well, PLR stands for Private Label Rights. Now, all of these products, all of these PLR and resale rights products, they'll come with a license. And that license is provided by the creator of that product, and that license tells you what you can and can't do with that product. Now, there's no police, and I know a lot of people who don't always obey the license. I don't recommend it, and I'm strictly against that. My terms and conditions on my website even say very clearly, please respect the author's license. Because they've gone through a lot of time, effort, energy, and money to produce these products, and those are the terms on which they sell it. But PLR generally allows you to do anything with that product. You can give it away. There's often not a restriction on the price. You can brand it. It's pretty much free to use, non-copyright product. And you know, people say to me, well, you know, how do the product creators make money on this? Well, I'll explain that. A PLR product is generally, to begin with, like for somebody like me, I would pay about $500 to $1,000 for a PLR product, which I can then sell on to my members. Now, I will sell that product, which I've paid anywhere between $500 and $1,000 for. I would sell it for, you know, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, a lot cheaper, because I'm going to be selling a lot of them. Or I can put it in my library, like, for example, Mike Philsames Butterfly Open Source. Now, he was selling this product for $2,000, but he sold the resale rights for that for, I think it was $500, but he only sold 100 of those, so that no more than 100 people are out there selling it. Now, because it doesn't come with the master resale rights, I cannot sell that product to another 100 people with the rights to resell it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because
and I think
the
other distinction between a PLR product and a resale rights product is, with a PLR product, you can edit the product, you can change it, you can change the order of it, and you can put your name in it as the author. With a
resale rights product,
you can't make changes to it.
Right, yeah. The license will tell you what you can and can't do with it. And typically, it'll just say the only thing you can do with this is resell it. You have to leave it pretty much intact. And they also have restrictions on pricing. So some will say that you cannot sell this for less than X amount of dollars. Now then, you've got the master resale rights. And I don't want to confuse your listeners, but I'll try to explain it very briefly. Master resale rights, well, if I buy a product with master resale rights, it'll allow me to sell you that product with the resale rights. That gives you the power then to resell that product.
Yeah, and with PLR products, usually most PLR products do not allow you to have a master resale right to the PLR. You can sell the product, but you can't resell the PLR rights unless the license specifically gives you that right.
Correct.
So, you know, one of the things that's really easy to do with PLR rights products is, let's say you picked up a PLR ebook. Well, if it's a really hot PLR ebook, you're likely to see a lot of people who take that PLR ebook, rebrand it as their own name, maybe change the name of it. But lots of people are likely to go out there and resell it without making lots of tweaks to the product itself. You really want to do something to add value when you're reselling a PLR product like that. Don't just take the author's name off and put your name on and go out and sell it. It's
right.
really
right.
easy to take an ebook and turn it into an audiobook. Take an ebook, turn it into a video course. And you're not likely to see a lot of competition for taking that PLR product and putting it into some other creative format.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take it apart and sell it as chunks. So a series of audios, a series of videos, etc.
Right. You know, I've got one member, again, one of my early members, and what this member has done has not made any changes to anything. He has just resold the product as it is, and over the last, I don't know, almost 2 years, he has never, ever had one person say that I've seen the same product somewhere else in a different brand. And I'll tell you why.
Wow! That's very unusual.
Well, it's not, because it's like winning a lottery ticket. The chances of me selling a PLR product, the same product to the same person, is very, very unlikely. You know, let's say you and I both have exactly the same product. You've branded yours in your name. I've branded mine in my name. You send it to your list. I send it to my list. The chances of the same person being on both of our lists, wanting to buy that product and buying it from both of us and then opening it up and looking at it and realizing it's the same, it's just never happened. It's very, very unlikely. It's like winning a lottery. There's so many combinations, so many things, so many steps that have to be exactly the same for that to happen. Because a lot of people do come up to me after an event and say, oh, but, you know, Mark, what if I take a product from your library and I sell it and there's other people selling the same thing? Well, the chances of you offering that product to somebody else who's got the same product is very, very unlikely. And if that does happen and you lose that one $5 sale or $10 sale, big deal. You've still banked $100,000.
Yep. So we've got
not
about 10 minutes
product.
Left. Let's make sure we talk about membership sites.
Yes.
Membership sites. Okay. Well, okay. Let's spend the last couple of minutes on that. Now, I started just over two years ago. And I now have almost 3,000 members. And many of them pay a monthly subscription. Now, bear that in mind, because I'm just going to give you a very quick calculation so it gives you an idea of how powerful membership sites are. If you got one member paying $10 per month, per week. Okay, one member paying $10 per week, at the end of the year, you will have generated $520 per month. Now, if you've got three members, per month. At the end of the year, you'll have an income of $520 per month.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you've got three new members per week, and they're paying you $20, now you've got $60 per week coming in. At the end of the year, you can imagine how much that is per month. That's a lot of money. Now, I'll give you another example. Let's say that you've only got 250 members, just 250 members, that's all. It wouldn't take you very long to build up to 250 members, not long at all, because if you look at this, just over 2 years, I've got 3,000. 250 is not a big deal, and I did that from scratch. Now, let's say you've got 250, and they're paying, say, just $10. That's, again, that's really not a lot of money, $10. Now, that's going to generate for you $2,500 per month. So do you see how much sense a membership site makes?
Really does.
It's one of the best ways to make money. And here's what a lot of people have done. I don't know if your listeners or anyone has heard of a guy called Todd Morgan. Now, Todd Morgan, I met Todd Morgan about 18 months ago in the States. I went to Washington. I was speaking at an event. I met him there. We became friends. We went on a cruise together last year. He joined my library, and he's a specialist marketer. Just yesterday, he sent me an email saying, "Mark, have a look at this site." And he's created a whole internet marketing site using products from my library, and he's charging $49 per month. He's created a membership site using products from my library. He's put about 600 products in there, and he's called it, like, you know, one of the world's best internet marketing websites.
Wow.
There's another member of mine, Cassie Hicks. You can look her up on Facebook. She's now launching, again, using my library, products from my library, she's now launching the world's largest entrepreneurial site. And what she's done from my site, she's taken so far, I think she's taken about 2,500 products, all to do with just entrepreneurs, you know, mindset and how to build a business development, all the rest of it. And now she's creating a membership site. She's starting charging £9.95, which is about $15. And there's every product that you can think of to do with, entrepreneur. And another member lives in Germany. Again, Vivek, you can look him up on Facebook. He's starting a website. It's the world's largest health, wealth, and nutrition website using products from my library, because I've got tens of thousands of products on health, wealth, and nutrition.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
So yeah, membership sites is really the way to go. Very simple to set up. If anybody needs any help with how to set one up. I've been there, seen it, got the T-shirt. We've been through all the headaches, problems, stresses of building membership sites. Ours is now brilliant. We use the A Member software. It's all automated. When somebody pays and joins, they get the username and password automatically. If they stop paying, it cuts it off. It's just absolutely fantastic. It's so seamless and so automated now. It's absolutely brilliant. If I'm allowed to give a plug, then do let me know. I won't do it without your permission.
Please do. Go ahead. Cool. We've got about 90 seconds left.
Okay. Then go to geniedream.com. That's G-E-N-I-E. Genie, like in the magic genie that comes out of the lamp. Genie. And dream is like, you know, when you sleep. Dream. Geniedream.com. And there's a $7 trial. So you can get to the site, you can use the site, you can take whatever you like, help yourself, go to town, drain the library dry in 7 days for $7, take thousands of dollars worth of products, enjoy it. And if you like it and you find it's useful and you want to carry on, it's really just like 20-something bucks a month. So it's really the best way to get started. That's geniedream.com, $7 trial.
And I can go over there and sign up as an affiliate to then use my affiliate link to get all my students over there and registering for it, right?
You can absolutely do that. Yes, you can do
that. Yep, I'm already there.
Yep. Join up as an affiliate, and mail it out to your students. Recommend it as a site, and you'll get 50% off of everything.
That's awesome. Well, I am absolutely registering right now for this, because it's certainly something that I have been looking for, so I can recommend something to my students. Mm-hmm. PLR is the way to go, guys. Resale rights. If you don't get PLR, at least get resale rights. And Mark really has the largest collection of both that I have ever seen. It is the fastest, easiest way, effortless way that I know of to really start making money in your business instead of just driving traffic in your business. And there are so many good things that will happen for you just by getting started with it. So geniedream.com, G-E-N-I-D-R-E-A-M.com, and marknathwani.com, N-A-T-H-W-A-N-I.com. Go get over there, get signed up right now. And Mark, thank you so much for being here and being on our show today. I really look forward for months for having you, and I can't wait to tell all my students about the show and get them to listen to the recording if they weren't here live.
Well, no, I've got to thank you. Thank you very much indeed for the opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. It's been great fun, and I hope I've lived up to the massive trumpet that you've been blowing about me.
You absolutely have. And if there's anything else I can do to help you, just let me know.
Let's stay in touch for sure.
Yes, take
absolutely.
Care.
Thanks very much. You have a great time, and we'll see everybody next week.
Great. Thank
Bye,
you,
everybody.
Thank you very much indeed.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.